Hello and welcome to the Lifestyle Podcast, a place where we talk about all things holistic living, personal growth, mindset, career, and more. Here we have open-minded conversations that will inspire you to lead with your intuition and go from dreaming to doing. I'm your host, Erin, and I cannot wait to share this journey with you. So let's hop on into today's episode. Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the podcast. This is the second time I'm sitting down to record this episode. I just went to go edit it right now and I was like, oh my God, my microphone was not even plugged in. And that just kind of ties in with the theme of this episode, though. I wanted to sit down and talk about the importance of rest, and maybe that's because I need a little rest that I'm just like, I didn't even friggin' plug in my microphone. I'm just talking away and not recording. Good times. But yeah, today's episode, I wanted to talk about the importance of rest and just, you know, being mindful and being aware of those moments where you need to take step backs, where you need to, you know, reflect on things a little bit more, where you need to reconnect with your why, where you just need, you know, that mental or that physical break. Because I think a lot of times rest can, you know, people just automatically assume it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go lie on the couch and do nothing, which of course, yes, that is rest. I see that more as like a physical rest. Whereas we also need those moments of mental rest where we need to just, you know, detach our minds a little bit, be able to take a step back and just look at everything as a whole, and also just take that time to disconnect and not feel guilty or worried or feel like you're missing out or feel like you're behind. You know, all of those feelings that I think can wash through a lot of us when we do take those moments of mental rest, because I know that happens to me a lot of the time. In the world of social media, if you miss a day or two, all of a sudden you feel like you're behind 500 years. And I know I used to be so psycho about that when I first started out on Instagram and on social media. I was posting every single day. I feel like there was a while on Instagram where I literally posted every day. And I literally thought I'd be such a failure if I didn't post one day. And I had this like immense pressure on myself to continuously post. Now I'm at a point where I'm like, you know, it's no big deal if you miss a day or two. It's not, you know, you're not going to die. Your world's not going to implode. It's not the end of the world. It's just crazy the pressures that we put on ourselves. And that's why I wanted to talk about the importance of rest, because there was definitely a long time where I fell into that hustle culture mentality and the, if I'm not, you know, doing something, I'm just falling behind in life, I'm not doing anything, and being so exposed to everybody else online too, who are, where it just seems like everybody's doing everything all the time and they're just go, 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 go. Everything is nonstop. And when you think about it, it's really only been the past decade that this has been a thing, because everything just kind of sped up. It went crazy all throughout the time that social media has really grown. And that really has just been in the past decade. And I feel like it has changed society so much, and in a way that we can never go back, which is like a really cool thing, but also a really scary thing, because I just see it as more and more people are just so attached to their phones, and it's like there's no differentiation between internet life and real life. Before, on the internet, we'd, you know, when I was in high school, we had MSN Messenger and we'd talk to our friends and we'd be like, okay, gotta go, or like, be right back. You know, real life has to go on. I'll be back to my internet life. But it's like, we don't say be right back anymore because we live online. We live in the internet, and real life is like what we're like, okay, I'll be right back to my real life. So it's interesting how the flip has sort of happened and how things have transpired over the past 10 years and how quickly things have changed and how quickly they will continue to change, I'm sure, in the future, which, like I said, can be a really cool and interesting thing, but it can also be quite a scary thing, depending on how you use and utilize the tools and the platforms and the apps that you have, because everything in life can be good or bad, or everything is neutral, I guess, if you will. It just depends on how you use it and how you consume it. And I just think it's very easy to get sucked in and have things negatively impact you, because I think it takes a lot of practice and patience and, you know, self-awareness work to get to a point where you can realize that you've been sucked in, or, you know, you realize that you're trapped in the comparison game or any of these things. And it very easily happens to a lot of us. I know it's definitely happened to me. It still does happen to me. But when I notice it happening is when I have to check myself and when I have to retract a little bit, because I often feel, I guess the feeling that I feel surrounding a lot of it is the whole, and I'm putting this in quotations, being behind in life, which is ridiculous because nobody is behind in life. Everybody lives life in their own timelines. But I guess I feel that a lot of the time, especially if I'm not being as active on social media or doing all of the things, it can be very easy to feel like you are behind, which is a crazy, crazy thing. I also think something I've thought about a lot lately too, because I'm reading Quiet by Susan Cain. So that's a book about introversion. I've been reading this book forever. This has not been a good reading year for me, you guys. I feel like I started reading it in like February or something, and I've just been really slow at reading and finding the time to do things like that just because of the move. And, you know, life has just been a little bit chaotic. But anyways, it got me thinking a little bit, because the world has definitely shifted to be more of an extroverted place where extroverts thrive, and, you know, they're often the center of attention, and, you know, the person with the most charisma and personality is the person that people are drawn to and the ideas that people listen to and all of that. And often if you're quiet, it can seem, or the perception is, that you're a little bit more standoffish, or, you know, maybe you're not taken as seriously because you're not that big giant personality, you know, spewing all the ideas. Maybe you just keep your ideas to yourself a little bit more, or you're more comfortable sharing them one-on-one. And I just see social media as a place that was definitely not designed for introverts. It's also one of those places where it's just like extroverts just thrive there, obviously. Like, that is just their space. I mean, why wouldn't it be? It's just, it seems like it was made for that. And I guess as a very introverted person, I often get very exhausted by it all and feel so completely drained. Like, it very much drains me, and showing up consistently and putting myself out there is definitely very draining to me. And that's something I've been reflecting on a lot lately. And I'm like, okay, how can I kind of make shifts and do things so that I'm still creating the content that I want to create, but it's also benefiting, you know, my mental state a little bit more, and I'm not going to get that feeling of exhaustion or overwhelm or having things feeling forced. Do you know what I mean? And maybe if you're an introvert also, you can relate to that feeling of just like the complete overwhelm by it all. It can be a lot. It can definitely be a lot. You know, that's something you definitely have to take into account if you're wanting to have more of those mental breaks in your life. It's like, how can you sort of create the time and the space to have those mental breaks and not feel guilty for not, you know, showing up online or doing anything else that might drain you mentally? For me, one of the things that has just been like the biggest benefit ever was during lockdown when I first moved to Nova Scotia, and I was renting a room. I was basically just like trapped in my room for this lockdown. One of the things I started doing was going for long nature walks every single day. 45 minute walk every single lunch. I would just go out, you know, pop in my headphones or just go and be outside, you know, smell the fresh air, enjoy the water. I was just getting out, and it changed my mental state so much. And to me, something like that is a mental break. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be you lying on the couch doing absolutely nothing. Like, a mental break can just be you detaching from something or disconnecting for a hot minute and just going outside, or, I don't know, knitting, sewing, whatever you like to do, where it's just like those mindful little moments where you can just breathe and like feel, okay, like I'm living in real life a little bit, and having those moments just to shine. Because that was such a big help for me. And even long after lockdowns, like, it's something I've continued to do. I do it every single day still. I go out for my lunchtime walk, and I think I would feel weird now if I didn't do it. So that's kind of one of those habits that I picked up from this past year that is here to stay, and I'm very grateful for it. But yeah, taking those moments and being aware when the time comes around when you need to retract a little bit and you need to recharge and you need to take that little bit of rest when things are feeling a little bit overwhelming, or if you catch yourself in the comparison game, or you catch yourself doing all of the things. Something I found interesting too is I've been watching on YouTube, I've had things pop up on my homepage of like, I quit social media and this is what happened kind of videos. And I just find those so interesting to watch. And I love reading through the comments on those as well. A recent one that I saw was by a girl, I think she was 20. So she's a Gen Z, you know. A lot of the Gen Zs are very, very into the social media and TikTok, and, you know, they're very up to date on all of the apps. But it was interesting to hear her perspective and why she quit social media and how her life has very positively changed afterwards. And so many people in the comments were like, yep, deleted everything except for, you know, YouTube or one app kind of thing. And everybody was saying the same things, like my anxiety went down, you know, all the comparison went away, all of these things, my life just improved. Or they noticed, you know, who their true friends were, realizing like the people who want to reach out, the people who want to stay in touch are going to stay in touch. And it's like, you don't have to appease strangers on the internet or feel like you need to stay connected to, you know, maybe the 50 people you have on social media, like the 50 people you follow or whatever, because it's like, who even has 50 people in their life that they're that close with? Do you know what I mean? Like, for me, I could count on like one or two hands the amount of people who I'd probably stay in touch with and have active relationships with outside of the whole digital world. So yeah, I just find it so interesting hearing people's perspectives and the fact that their anxieties and, you know, a lot of their, you know, having that mental break and that clarity and being able to live in real life a lot more and not have to stress or worry, or when you're out like trying to grab the perfect photo and this and that just to post things. So yeah, I find it always kind of refreshing reading comments like that. And honestly, I think if, you know, I didn't do what I do, there's no way I would have social media. Absolutely not. Or I would, and it would be very private, because before I fell into creating content, I had an Instagram, but it was private and I only had, you know, a couple people on there kind of thing. But yeah, because I mentioned this before, like I kind of started Instagram and creating content because I wanted to use it more as like a portfolio to share my interests, to land a job, a design job, because that's what I went to school for. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to work for a magazine. So I thought creating content might help in that sense. And, you know, things just snowballed and went a whole direction and I just went with the flow and here we are. And I don't regret it one bit, because I feel like I've learned so much in the past few years and I've had such amazing opportunities. I've met the coolest people. It's been such a friggin' ride. So yeah, I'm very, very grateful for everything that's happened. But like I said, I tend to be a lot more of that introverted and private person. So it definitely has been such a balancing act for me and something where I do find myself getting exhausted and overwhelmed quite easily. So it's just becoming self-aware of that and also trying to figure out, okay, how can I have that balance as well? How can I make things work so that it doesn't impact my mental state too much, or like, you know, getting to those points of burnout or overwhelm or feeling when things feel too forced, because that's never a good thing either. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to jump on this episode just to talk about the importance of rest, because mental rest is just as important as physical rest, and finding those moments where you can have that mental rest, having that self-awareness to know when you're getting to a certain point of like, whoa, I'm falling into all the traps, because we were never meant to carry the weight of the world. And before social media, you know, we had to go and actively like seek out the news if we wanted to know what was going on. You know, you had to sit down and turn on the TV to watch the news, or you had to open your laptop and go on a website to find the news. And now everything is on at our fingertips, everything like globally. And it's just a lot to carry. And I don't think humans were ever meant to carry all of that. It's just all very, very heavy. And I think, you know, a lot of people are getting to points where they're just at the burnout with it all, or they're just feeling like that overwhelm and that heaviness that surrounds all of it. Yeah, it should be interesting to see how things play out in the future, because I honestly think social media, you know, like any sort of anything else, has to have that balance. And I think we're all almost getting to a point where it's just like, you know, the points of overwhelm and everything's going to implode is like coming up kind of thing. There's going to be a lot more of the mindfulness movement and the self-care movement, which is definitely picking up steam, and, you know, rightfully so, because it is so important. So yeah, I just find all of that stuff so interesting. I love talking about it, and I'd love to hear your opinion on it as well. But yeah, with all of that said, this is actually the 1 year mark of the podcast. I can't believe how fast this year has gone by. I can't believe it's been a year. It's crazy. We're at the 52nd episode today. Honestly, hope you enjoy the podcast so far. I've been having a ton of fun with it. I honestly feel like it's my favorite medium, just because I love having deeper conversations. I love getting down to the nitty-gritty a little bit more. I mean, the high-level stuff and like the quick sort of content is super fun as well, but I definitely love like the deeper, longer form type of content. That's what I tend to consume the most. So I've just been having a ton of fun with the podcast and having on people who really inspire me, or people who are just crushing it, living their truths. And hopefully it inspires you as well to live your truth and go after what you want in life. And I think that's really important. So you'll have to let me know, you know, which episodes are your favorite, whether you like the solos or the guest episodes, because we're going to have a lot more fun with it in the second half of the year. With all of this said, we are going to be doing a little bit of a mid-season break. Enjoy the rest of the summer, you know, take that rest, take that mindful moment, enjoy the weather, you know, soak it all up. And then we will be back full force in early September with the podcast. We'll resume, and then we'll be going strong from there. So yeah, let me know if you have any guest recommendations as well. Lots of fun stuff coming up, and I can't wait to get back at it after this little mid-season break. So enjoy the rest of your summer. You deserve it. Don't forget to take some time to rest, both physically and mentally, and I will catch you in the next episode.